KFLU, Washington Governor Jay Inslee has issued an emergency order to stop the tunneling project along Seattle's downtown waterfront. This is the tunnel, of course, that would replace the old Highway 99 viaduct. The stop order announced this morning follows the opening up of a sinkhole behind the tunneling machine known as Bertha.
We need to be assured that this is not going to happen underneath the viaduct with obvious ramifications that could be very, very concerning, or into the city of Seattle.
Inslee announced the stop order at a news conference in Olympia. He says the tunnel contractor has not adequately sampled the soil in the area to ensure that voids in the ground don't develop. The Bertha tunneling machine just resumed digging last month after a long delay because of mechanical issues. Here with more is KUOW's Joshua McNichols. Say, Joshua.
Hey, Bill.
How worried should we be about this viaduct stoppage?
Well, I think
tunnel stoppage, I should say.
Yeah, I think it's kind of a good thing that it happened under the open sky. I mean, it's here they were able to come in quickly and sort of and fill it up. But as you heard the governor saying, this is the kind of thing we were worried about happening under the viaduct. If it happens under the viaduct, there's a chance that things could settle so much that traffic wouldn't be able to go on it again once they reopen it. But when we last heard from the contractor, they were talking about how closely they were going to be monitoring the ground when Bertha passes under the viaduct. So it's so important that they're going to stop traffic while Bertha goes underneath the viaduct, just so that their instruments can detect any tiny little bit of ground movement. And so it's kind of interesting to hear the governor now say that they weren't really monitoring the ground closely enough, and they're worried that they're not going to do that. The contractor has said, well, they were really focused on Bertha during this part of it, and they weren't monitoring the ground as closely as they could. But here, you know, in this part of the soil, there's this whole wall of concrete pillars that are protecting any kind of ground movement from not transferring to the viaduct. So we don't think that's going to happen. But, you know, the soil here, it's this mixture of clay and sand. And the contractor knows that there's these sort of pockets of – when you pass through a pocket of sand, there's a chance that the whole thing would just kind of slough off. It's kind of like when you're digging under a sandcastle and the sandcastle starts to dry out and just part of it will collapse into the tunnel that you're digging underneath it. So
what's going to happen next, Joshua?
Well, Bertha has to get to this safe haven where they're going to do this this inspection of it. The first thing is the contractor has to satisfy the governor and the state that they've got the protocols in place so that after they leave the safe haven and actually go under the viaduct, that they're going to be monitoring the ground like they said they would. And that if this kind of thing happens, that they detect the tiniest bit of ground movement, they'll jump in there and inject things into the ground that will stop the soil movement before it gets so bad that it would actually hurt the viaduct.
That's what's next.
Yeah, and then all March, that's the sort of month of tunneling under the viaduct. And that's the period when Bertha's going to be going 24 hours a day, 7 days a week without stopping. During that period, they're not even going to stop Bertha at all, because if you stop it and start it, then that could shake the ground enough to sort of make more of these sinkholes come open.
Okay, so we've given people a lot of information there. Just to recap for someone just tuning in, hearing what the governor has stopped the tunneling project. How concerning, how big a deal is this at this point?
Well, I think it's a learning experience. I think hopefully it's a dry run so that they're requiring the contractor to get their act in order before it happens under the viaduct. That would be a real crisis.
Okay, KUOW reporter Joshua McNichols joining us live with an update. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
We'll hear more from the governor and from the contractor and see when and how this tunneling project continues. You'll hear about it on KUOW's The Record.